Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An amazing opportunity for college students has now been announced at the Israeli embassy. It's something that we've been working on for a number of years. It's called Covenant Journey, and it is a life-changing experience in Israel. We'll talk about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, this is a very exciting announcement. I was just at the 14th annual Israel Solidarity event at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., and this is an event in which the embassy has now hosted for the 14th year, and it brings Christian leaders of organizations together at the embassy, thanking them for standing in solidarity with Israel and the Jewish people. Ambassador Ron Dermer is the ambassador from Israel to the United States, and he is very eloquent on the issues affecting Israel and the United States and Judeo-Christian shared values with Christians and Jews. He gave a message at the Israeli embassy, and it was at that event that this historic announcement was made, and it is about Covenant Journey. We took the first inaugural trip of Covenant Journey in December 29 through January 9 with college-age students. We're going to be talking about the details of this, how it began, and how college students who are qualified can get involved to have literally a life-changing experience. Matt, this is an amazing, historic moment for not only Christians, but certainly Israel and America with respect to the relationship and the Jewish people.
Yeah, Matt, and I know the college students that went on the first trip there just raved about what an incredible, life-changing event it was. It's not just a vacation, not just a trip. This is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event. And college students who are Christians, who have potential for leadership, support Israel, they can participate in this. They can apply to go to on this amazing once-in-a-lifetime trip. Matt, what are the dates for the next Covenant Journey?
Well, we're going to Israel in June. June 6 is the next available one. There's also a June 16. There's also a mid-July, and there's also an August 1st trip. And this particular trip is an 11-day trip. It's all expenses paid except for $500. So if you apply as a college student, the only cost that you have is getting to New York or Newark, depending upon our point of origin, and pay $500, but you have to be qualified. We'll talk about what it requires to be qualified. And then everything else is completely covered. We've been working on this for a number of years, intently since 2011. And now we've got the underwriting and the funding, and this is only for college students, because we have a real purpose in this program. We'll talk about it, but this is an amazing opportunity. We took the first inaugural trip, December 29 through January 9, 45 college students from 17 schools, and in fact, that has literally changed their lives. It's hard to even describe how the lives of these young people have been changed. The purpose of Covenant Journey is twofold. One, to strengthen your Christian faith for these college students, and two, to introduce you to and equip you to become a goodwill ambassador for Israel. And that naturally flows out of the first. And the reason why we've been working on this is for two reasons, and one reason that really undergirds everything. Our young people in America are walking away from their faith. They're not as dedicated to their faith as they have been. They are disassociated, disconnected from the scriptures. Their worldview sometimes is easily shifted from one to the next because of the lack of grounding in objective truth within the scriptures. And so that is a concern. Studies show that the millennial or mosaic generation, if you will, those born from about the mid-1980s onward, they are walking away from their faith, and their faith is not as strong as the older generation. And the second set of studies show that as they're walking away from their faith, they are less supportive of Israel and the Jewish people. So what we wanted to do is create a program that would introduce college-age students to the place of our birth, if you will, where our faith originated, where the prophets spoke and wrote, where they preached, where the kings ruled, where Jesus was born, lived his life, died and rose again on the third day. All of this goes back to the land of Israel. It's phenomenal to be there from a spiritual perspective, and it strengthens your Christian faith. And that's what we've seen in the lives of these young people. And then by being there and understanding the scriptures even more and God's covenant and promises to Israel and the Jewish people, you naturally come away not only understanding and being connected with ancient Israel, but with modern Israel as well. And therefore, you literally become a goodwill ambassador for Israel. So those are the twin goals. The kinds of college students we're looking for are three different components. Number one, we're looking to take Christian college-age students who, number two, have a potential for leadership, and number three, have some level of support for Israel. Now, those are the three criteria: Christians who are college-age, who have potential for leadership, and have some level of support for Israel. And if you qualify and you apply at covenantjourney.com and your application is reviewed and accepted, then you will be available to go on literally a life-changing trip. So go to covenantjourney.com, or you can call Liberty Council at 800-671-1776 for more information.
Yeah, Matt, the significance of this tiny little country in the Middle East of Israel cannot be overstated. I mean, it's literally the center of the spiritual universe. I mean, that's where God used this tiny country and this relatively, when all things considered in the scheme of all time and man's history on earth, relatively a tiny country and a relatively small group of people, the Jewish people, used them in such an incredibly powerful way to carry out his entire purpose for humanity on this planet. And this is a chance for these young people, for college students, to go and to learn and to see it and to touch it, the tangible aspects of our faith and again, the center of the spiritual universe. And where, in a time, Matt, where it is in vogue on college campuses across the country to be anti-Semitic, overtly anti-Semitic, we see liberal colleges and liberal college campuses really delving back into the kind of anti-Semitism that we haven't seen since the Nazi era, frankly. I mean, it hasn't gotten that bad yet here in the U.S., but certainly anti-Semitism is in vogue and it's accepted in politically correct circles. So this is an opportunity for young college students to, as you point out, to be goodwill ambassadors, to really stand up and be a firewall in defense against this kind of rising anti-Semitism that we're seeing, not just in this country, but around the world. Am I right?
No, you're right. Exactly. There's obviously alarming trends that are happening in many respects on college campuses. There's an anti-Israel, anti-Semitic mentality that's taking place. And we really want to change the landscape of the future with this generation. So I encourage anyone who is listening, if you have a son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter, or you know of the youth in your church that are college age, we might ultimately do something at some point in the future for high school or late high school age, but right now it's college age student who is a Christian, who has potential for leadership and have some level of support for Israel, encourage them to go to covenantjourney.com and sign up. Literally, I can't begin to describe for you how important and life-changing this trip has been, will be for you and for others with regards to your Christian walk and your understanding of Israel. Go to covenantjourney.com. Covenantjourney.com is the place to sign up. This has underwriting now, in part from the Green family with the Museum of the Bible. The Museum of the Bible is an amazing program that introduces people to the Bible. The museum is going to be launched in Washington, D.C. in the fall of 2017. It is phenomenal. It's hard to even begin to describe it, but they understand the vision of introducing people to the scriptures, and they understand the vision of introducing our young people to Israel and strengthening their faith. So they are some of the founders or some of the founding funding partners. We've been working on this since 2011, and it is historic. It is Covenant Journey, and it is a life-changing experience that I believe will literally impact in a significant way our young people and the future of this country. Go to covenantjourney.com for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.